Today is Bob Almanac. Thursday, May 30th, 150th day of the year, 150 in and 215 remaining. This date, 1431. During the Hundred Years' War, 19-year-old Joan of Arc burned her stake.
Ooh.
No, she was burned at the stake.
Oh, okay.
By an English-dominated tribunal in Rouen, France.
There's a difference.
There is a difference.
Joan of Arc liked hers medium rare.
She liked hers well done. And on this date, she was well done.
Yeah.
1431. 1806, our future. You know, you hear a lot about the duel between Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr.
Yes.
Hear a lot about that, but you don't hear a lot about the duel that Andrew Jackson was involved in. Andrew Jackson wasn't president yet, but our future U.S. president, Andrew Jackson, Old Hickory, shot and killed Charles Dickinson in a duel after Dickinson accused Jackson's wife of bigamy.
Whoa.
So apparently that is a severe enough charge to warrant a duel. And he dueled, Charles Dickinson dueled with Old Hickory, and Old Hickory shot him down.
Wow.
This date, 1806. 1868, Memorial Day was observed for the first time in the United States. It was originally called Decoration Day because General John A. Logan had seen women decorating graves of Civil War heroes. So they were decorating the graves, so they called it Decoration Day.
Sure.
And that eventually then morphed into and is now known as Memorial Day.
Very nice. There's some history for you. We do provide some historical value every now and then.
And some of it is accurate.
Yes.
Now, you brought up Remembrance Day.
Right.
And that was actually November 11th for, like, the European countries. Okay. Armistice Day.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Remembrance Day. We call it now Veterans Day. But that's what Remembrance Day was, November 11th. How about 1911, the first ever Indy 500, Ray Heroun. It was known as the International 500-Mile Sweepstakes Race. That was way too much to put on a banner.
Sweepstakes Race?
Yeah. The International 500-Mile Sweepstakes Race. They shortened it to the Indianapolis 500, or you can shorten it even more to Indy 500. His average speed was 74.5 miles an hour. That's 70, not very
what
fast.
Was it?
1911.
How fast? 70?
74 and a half miles per hour.
Yeah, it's probably closer to 200 now.
1911 was that year. How about in 43?
Invasion boats filled with men and guns, determined to wrest the island from the enemy. For Attu lies but 750 miles from the great Japanese naval base at Paramushiri.
It was the only World War II battle fought on North American soil in the Aleutian Islands, Attu, and many people forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
That Japan had taken that island, and then we had to go in there and retake it. And this was the date that we retook Attu, not Tattoo, from Fantasy Island. Although we would have liked to have had Mr. Rourke, I'm sure, in that fight. He would have been very good.
Yeah.
1943 during World War II. 1966, happy anniversary, Dolly Parton. You don't hear much about Dolly's husband,
no.
Carl Dean.
No.
And maybe this is why you don't hear.
He likes hard rock. He likes Led Zeppelin and bluegrass music, so my music's somewhere in between. I mean, he doesn't dislike it, but he doesn't go out of his way to play my records. Let's put it that way.
Let's put it that way. Yeah, Dolly, I love you, but you know what? Give me Stairway to Heaven over 9 to 5. So Dolly Parton and Carl Dean were married on this date, 1966.
Pretty cool.
Never had kids.
No.
1980. So you think, and you're gonna, somebody's going to ask you as a Twins fan, you ask, okay, What Twins grade has the record for longest hitting streak as a Minnesota Twin? You're going to go with Tony Oliva, Rod Carew, Kirby Puckett, Joe Mauer.
Nope.
It's Ken Landreau.
Yeah, Kenny Landreau.
Who we traded Rod Carew for after the 78 season, by the way.
And the Angels,
his 31-game hitting streak came to an end on this day. 31 games. Nobody has matched that yet.
Maybe Mauer came close, it seems to me.
Did he get to 20-something?
Maybe it was Molitor. Molitor had a long one.
Well, he had a long one with the Brewers.
The Brewers,
He was chasing DiMaggio, and then Rose had a long one in there, too.
44, I think.
So that was the state in 1980. Maybe Polanco could challenge it.
Yeah.
He's the top hitter average-wise right now.
Yeah.
That was this date back in 1980. And then on this date in 2012, this is what's happening in New York.
Supersized drinks like this are the target of a first-of-its-kind ban that New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg wants to impose. His proposal prohibits sugary drinks larger than 16 ounces. He canceled an appearance at a news conference with his health commissioner and instead went on...
You can't tell me how much pop I can drink. If I want to drink a barrel of Mountain Dew, I will drink a 50-gallon barrel of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, 55-gallon drum with a handle.
I know he was only concerned about people's health and whatnot, but guess what? The New York Court of Appeals ruled a couple of years later that the New York City Board of Health and Michael Bloomberg had exceeded the scope of its regulatory authority. Grab that 64-ouncer, everybody.
I'm pretty sure he should have some more pressing concerns. But
birthdays.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
Dave, Hal, well, zip up your zipper, Hal. He was the voice, Care Delea, he was Dave. He wasn't the voice of the computer, Hal. I think Hal was becoming self-aware at that point in time, and that's dangerous in any artificial intelligence type scenario. So Care Delea, who was on 2001 Space Odyssey, 83 today. Gale Sayers, 76. One
Pretty
of the fine
player.
Running backs of all time.
Yes.
Chicago Bears. Billy D. Williams portrayed him in Brian's song.
Did a nice job.
Gale Sayers is 76. We know him as Jake the Snake.
In Steamboat, you made a mistake by turning your back on me because I don't play no games. I don't have to play games. I don't have to watch games because I can control this sport with one move. DDT. You've seen what Steamboat looks like.
Do you know what the DDT is? Do I need to... once we get one of our salespeople in here, bring them in here, and I will...
Apply the...
I will show you and give you a demonstration of the DDT.
It sounds like a submission hold, something...
It's a finishing hold, not a submission. They don't submit. You basically knock them out
with
one slap to the back, and you got your arm underneath, and it's a whole deal, and it would need several minutes to describe it.
Would Wally Carbo sanction it?
Oh, yeah, it was sanctioned. It was legal.
It was, okay.
There was an open, there was no closed fist. Jake the Snake and no foreign objects.
If
Jake
I could just
snake.
Get a foot over the rope, you'd have to let go, though.
You think that would work. Yeah. 64, it doesn't always work, though. Yeah, so he's 64.
I wouldn't mind having a woman as president, especially if it was you, Marcy. Because I'd make a great first lady.
He was the Bundy's neighbor, the second neighbor. There was the one guy with the dark hair who did it first, and then Ted McGinley came in later on Married with Children. He was Jefferson. Ted McGinley is 61. You remember him from Happy Days. He was also on, he was fighting against the nerds in Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep. He had some of the best hair in TV and movies for the time. Mm-hmm. Ted McGinley is 61. Oh, Mr. Miguel.
Mama, you think Daddy really going to give Eddie a spanking?
Is a bean green.
Can James Brown get down?
Is your head dead?
The actor who played Michael Evans on Good Times.
He was the youngest son.
He was the youngest son. He was Mr. Miguel, or they called him Gramps. Ralph Carter from Good Times, 58. Happy birthday to him. Wynonna. I think her birth name was Christine, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right.
Wynonna Judd, 55 today.
From the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen, please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Missed it. That was just a little bit off there, John Travolta. Idina Menzel is what he meant to say. And Idina Menzel, her big song, of course, from that movie was Let It Go, Let It Go. John Travolta just let it go. Did he ever describe or say what happened there? Did he just have kind of a brain freeze or a small little mini stroke or something?
Well,
Or they messed up the cue cards and he just forgot, which happens. Mm-hmm. If you're relying on the cue cards knowing that you don't have to memorize something and then all of a sudden it goes bye-bye and something happens with the cue cards or your teleprompter.
And you never really did any research.
Right, exactly.
And you're probably set up for a problem.
48 for him or her.
Voice recognition on that thing is terrible. Look. Siri, can you recommend a West one?
I'm sorry, Bowie. I don't understand recommend a West a want.
Isn't it great that we can still make fun of speech impediments? There are so many things that we can't make fun of on TV anymore.
You can still do that.
West a want. West a want.
He played Kripke on the just-finished series, The Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. John Ross Bowie, 48 today. CeeLo Green, you know him?
I remember.
They did alter the lyrics of this to be radio friendly. CeeLo Green, he was a longtime guy on The Voice. I don't know if he's on there anymore. I'm not sure.
He hasn't been on for quite a while. Yeah.
He's 44.
No way. Why the hell do I need to protect my corneas?
Because Sue Nagelman's son lost his eye to a laser beam.
It wasn't a laser. It was a taser. And you don't talk back to cops.
It's... You know, if you grew up in the 80s and are not watching The Goldbergs, get with the program, would you? It's a great show. The kid who plays Adam Goldberg on that show, Sean Giambroni, is 20 today. Big 2-0 for Sean Giambroni. Not a Jabroni, but a Giambroni. He's
gone,
20.
Gone, but certainly not forgotten. Producer, director, Howard Hawks. Born on this day, 1896. If you don't know the name, you'd recognize. He did several movies with John Wayne, including Rio Bravo, one of my all-time favorites, Howard Hawks. 1896. Voice talent, Mel Blanc.
Always had trouble spitting it out.
Right. Well, he did the voice of so many great cartoon characters. Of course, Bugs there, Tweety Bird, Daffy Duck, Barney Rubble. Some forget about Barney. Mel Blanc, voice talent, born on this day, 1908. Clarinetist. Nobody played the licorice stick any better, Jim, than bandleader Benny Goodman, who was born on this day, 1909. Remember newscaster, moderator Frank Blair.
But did you know Rexall offers literally dozens of top-quality products at low prices?
I didn't know that. Is Rexall still around?
Well, they must not have offered them at low enough price, because Rexall Drug, I don't believe, is
no,
with us anymore.
Either, no.
But they were a staple when I was a young lad. Frank Blair there, 1915. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Johnny Gimble. He was a member of Bob Wills and his Playboy band, his Texas Playboy band. Johnny Gimble, born in this day, 1926. And one more, actress Meredith McRae. She was a TV mom and in My Three Sons and in Petticoat Junction.
There's a little hotel called the Shady Rest at the Junction.
TV theme song, Jim.
It is run by Kate. Come and be her guest at the Junction.
Now, she was a daughter here, I think.
Junction. And that's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the Junction.
What a great
Petticoat Junction.
Yeah, I remember as a kid watching those young ladies out of the water tank.
Throw their towels over the tank. Oh, my goodness. That
and was, she was, I think on My Three Sons, didn't she marry the oldest son? Not the oldest, that wasn't like the fourth son that was only on the black and white version.
Maybe,
I can't remember his name.
There was Ernie, Rob, and then there was the old... Oh, I thought she married Rob.
No, that was another actress.
The older one, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, anyway, Meredith McRae is who we're talking about. It's said she is on the gone but not forgotten list, born on this day, 1944.
All right, as we sort out our classic sitcom knowledge here this morning, let's also sort out a little thing called a Bob-a-thon. You start the no-repeat workday here, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to pick a suitable kickoff song. Don Williams, Stay Young. Oh. Mary Chapin Carpenter, He Thinks He'll Keep Her, or Vince Gill, Take Your Memory With You.
I want to go Don Williams today.
Okay, thanks everybody.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG.